Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in his 2011 State of the State address the Cleaner, Greener Communities Program, an initiative to encourage regional sustainable growth planning. A consortium of municipalities and organizations in the North Country will receive $1 million to develop a smart growth plan, NYSERDA spokesperson Kate Muller.
The program is to incentivize smart growth, which will in turn create green jobs, improve energy efficiency, and reduce pollution. The $1 million award that was announced for the North Country through various stakeholder meetings, the residents of the North Country themselves look at the assets that are within the region, whether it be economic, natural resources, what challenges the region has, and develop the sustainability plan that in turn will lead to smart growth in the North Country.
The grant requires a municipal sponsor, and Essex County will fulfill that role. Town of Minerva Supervisor Sue Montgomery Corey, chair of the Board of Supervisors Green Committee, says the project builds on and enhances efforts that have been ongoing in the Adirondacks.
There are working groups in several areas that will be feeding into the regional sustainability plan. We have work groups on energy, we have work groups on land use, and there's a tourism work group and a transportation work group, and all of those elements will feed into the overall plan, and I think projects will become evident as we work through that. You know, you can always look at things like renewable energy, energy efficiency, how to make the transportation system more effective. All of those things can be explored, and we will find identified projects through the work that happens in this planning phase.
Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas is co-chair of the North Country Regional Economic Development Council. Douglas notes that clean energy was included in the regional economic plan, and there are untapped opportunities for the generation of renewable and clean energy and conservation.
It can add up to a significant component of future economic development in the region. However, we all kind of instinctively know that there's this range of opportunities out there, but how do you start to grapple with it over a 7-county region and define it and quantify it and prioritize it so we can actually start to turn some of these perceived opportunities into reality? That's what this planning effort is about, and that's why this planning effort was identified as a priority project last year. We need a roadmap. A well-thought-out effort to go out there and identify what all of these opportunities are, what the challenges or impediments may be in each case, and what viable projects there might be going forward so that this plan becomes the baseline that generates investments and opportunities over the years ahead.
Each region of the state could be awarded up to $1 million in this round of grants. A second phase of competitive grants expected in 2013 for implementation will total $90 million. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.